This is Connecting Faith in Life, but you know that because you clicked on the podcast or the video to listen or watch to it. So thank you for joining me again. Hopefully these videos and all our content at Proclaim Ministries help you live for God by connecting faith and life. It's so important to connect what we believe to how we live. Not that we're perfect, because I always say it's not about perfection, but direction. Are you heading the right direction? Are you following after Christ? Are you, as he says in Luke chapter 9, taking up your cross daily and following him? That's my joy. That's my privilege, to be a follower of Christ, connecting my faith and my life. So today in this podcast, I'm going to share with you an interview I did with my wife over a year ago. We never got published. We did have a podcast for a while called Conversation with the Browns. We got together, we just sat down, talked about different topics, but with so much going on, we had to let that go. Unfortunately, we still do have our website, lifewiththebrowns.com, because I really do want to share my family. So many kids that I work with in schools are looking for just role models, and even in family. I remember so many of those kids like to meet my kids, because I share stories with my kid about my kids with those kids, because I want them to see I'm a normal guy. I'm not a celebrity. I got kids, I got a wife, and I love them. And so that's why we created Life with the Browns. So you can check that out, lifewiththebrowns.com, and hopefully we'll start putting more and more things up there, because I think it's valuable to share our lives. Matter of fact, Paul said this in Thessalonians when he came to the church Thessalonica. He said, not only did we share the gospel, we shared our very lives because you were dear to us. So that's why I want to do, to share my life. I'm not a celebrity. As a matter of fact, it's funny, because we started going to VC Family Church a couple years ago, and some of the kids that saw me speak at other youth groups or at their schools, and one of them told my wife, like, Mr. Brown's kind of chill. I am. I'm kind of laid back, chill. I'm not always excited up there. I like people. I like hanging out with people. I really do working with kids. So I really do enjoy working with kids. But this podcast, I'm sharing this conversation with my wife about what her New Year's resolution was. Kind of not really a New Year's resolution, and she'll explain that more, last year. And I think it still applies this year. Because have you ever heard this statement? Go big or go home. Like, go big or go home. And that has slowly crept into me. Like, the idea when I'm giving somebody a present for Christmas or their birthday, I want to do something really extravagant. And my wife has taught me it's the small things that matter too. It's not just a big gesture that you wait to do this big thing. Like, I'm buying you an iPad, I'm buying you a computer. But my wife is so great at gift giving. It's a gift to her. I mean, people are envious of the way she gives gifts, because she does a good job at it. She really takes moments to think about people and care about them. And if she makes things with her hands like this year, she made a bunch of soaps and creams, and she calls it a spa in the box. And she just made all the stuff from hand, then crafted it well, made the lettering, packaged it. People thought it came from a store because it looks so good. Hopefully, I'm trying to get her to start our own store. You know, she made me some beard balm. I got some balm I put on some facial stuff to kind of help my beard grow and be healthy. Homemade cocoa butter or cocoa butter cream. Man, she just makes it. Anyway, even this year for our stocking gifts, for mine, she wrote little notes on every one of them. She gave me stuff like toothpicks or what's the thing called, Q-tips, little small thing I would need anyway, but she put a note on them and made them special in our stocking. So that's my wife. She's amazing. But the idea of go big, go home sometimes stops me from doing the little things that matter, because the little gestures, the little gifts, they matter too. So in this conversation, we talk about that idea, and she really drops some knowledge. And if you haven't met my wife before, her name is Andrea Brown. Hopefully you can enjoy this. If you haven't met her before, you can visit her website, hellomrsbrown.com. Hello, Mrs. Brown. Hello, MRS, because she's married to me, brown.com. And you can check out some Bible studies she's done for our church, for the women's ministry. She's very smart. I would almost say, if I didn't know who I was in Christ, I would be jealous of my wife, because not only she's smart, she's talented, she's creative, she's amazing. But I know who I am, so I'm not jealous. I'm just appreciative of the gift, the way God made her and the way God made me, and we complement each other very well. So anyway, hope you enjoyed this conversation with my wife, talking about, should I give it away? Yeah, I'm going to give it away. Topic of conversation is not going big, going home, but doing ordinary well. Doing the ordinary well. All right, you said something to our kids, which I typically call my kids.
Why do you call them your kids?
In videos. I don't know if I have it. It's like my kids. And I'm like, no, they're our kids.
You can say,
I know.
My.
I know. I could, but it's
not if you're talking to me.
Our kids, you haven't mentioned something about dinner. What happened with that, doing dinner together? He said something to you about we haven't done dinner in a while.
Oh, yeah. He said they wanted to do. Well, he said, can we please do one of those dinners that we hadn't done it in a while? I realized we do eat dinner together all the time, but I realized he also meant he didn't want leftovers.
But Well, I like leftovers.
I know you do, but I think they may have inherited my dislike of leftovers.
So he wanted to have a, like, you cook a fresh meal.
I mean, the thing that was cute, that I thought was great, was that they were wanting us all to sit down at the table together and eat together. There were other things going on too, but that was
good. But he also likes activity. So we did the activity. We did the, was it the question that came up about, New Year's. So we're doing the I'm Curious app and we all had our New Year's resolutions. And I want to talk really quick about your response. I quoted you in a video, but I don't know if I quoted you correctly, but so can you elaborate on what your New Year's resolution, New Year's goal was?
Well, what did you say about me?
I said it was, you saw the video where I said, doing the ordinary well, like just being willing to do ordinary things and do ordinary well. That's how I took it. So what did you actually say?
Well, I don't remember exactly what I said. You know how you'll go speak and people will say, oh, here's this thing that you said that was very inspirational and you don't remember saying it?
Well, sometimes they make up stuff. So that's why I record everything I do now.
So I don't necessarily feel like some people have like a word or something that's real catchy. And I don't know if I have that well, but I think that what you said captures what I've been thinking about, which is kind of just that sometimes it's easy to lose sight of the impact of really small things. And there's just been lots of things recently that have had me thinking about how sometimes it can just be easy to be overwhelmed by the need in the world or the hurt and pain and feel like how can the issues are so big and how can I often just feel like a very small person with very small reach, very small influence. And especially the way that the internet and has pushed everyone to feel like you can only really have value or importance if you have a big platform, if you're monetizing everything that you're doing, if you're...
I feel that.
and that's just like, the reality is that's not me. That's not even like, that's not available to me or even something that like I would be moving away from the core of like who I am as a person to pursue that. And there's just been a lot of things recently that have made me realize like, it's not that all of those things are bad, but I've looked at my own life and talked to a lot of friends about like, what are the things that actually have been life changing? When you think about even like New Year's resolutions and thinking about what you want for the future and how do you actually accomplish that? And for me, New Year's resolutions have never been transformative for me. Often the things that have really shaped who I am in a different way are very small things, very small practices done over a very long period of time. The things that have shifted my parenting or relationships have been these really small things extended over a long period. And I've seen in a lot of different, I've talked with friends too about like when they look back about what were the relationships or the people and things that really made a big difference for them. Often it wasn't the giant event that they went to or the really big program. It was they name a person who got together with five other people that like I've talked with women where they're like, the thing that changed my life was this one woman who met with me and five other girls for like my teenage years. And that's not something that you can scale. Like the value actually gets lost when you make, there's value in the fact that it is small.
I agree with you. I think so much that's put out there is not really that great, but it's packaged well. It looks good. It's shiny. It's gold, but it glitters, but it's not very valuable. And the reason I kind of push you to share some of your ideas, because I think they're valuable, because they're not about the glamorous. They're about the small things that really build. And even the video I made, I was like, well, yeah, my wife's deep. That little comment you made about just doing the ordinary well, I think that's transformative. Like, and that made me think about even taking my kids to school in the morning, a rainy day. Who wants to be out here driving? It's cold, it's windy, but how can we do that well and build on that? So I really gravitated attached that. I listen to you more than you think, but that was transformed for me to even my thought life, because I think a lot of students that I work with think my life is all grandiose. They think, you know, Mr. Brown, like when our neighbors finally realized that I lived here. And then after they got to know me, he's like, oh, it's just Mr. Brown. Now it's like, hey, and that's just normal. But I think there's some powerful about choosing even your mindset to do the ordinary well, because I think a lot of us, because of social media, we see all the glamours and we gravitate toward that, and we miss out on just the power and the, even the joy of just doing ordinary well. Mm-hmm. So that's why it just kind of stuck with me.
Yeah, I think sometimes when something ordinary is done well, it is so beautiful, and those are often the things that then we want to share. But social media can then have, sometimes we're watching other people sharing their moments, and it can have things then turn performative, where we end up posing for a picture. But so often I want to think, like, I've even seen photos of an experience that I was a part of, and I think that was portrayed as like the, it was, what was presented was like, look at this beautiful moment. But I was there, and I know that that was not a moment of connection. That was a moment of like people striving and putting on a face. And there was maybe 30 seconds where everyone got their faces together and smiled real big and snapped a photo, but then everyone disappeared to their own, like, their own, that wasn't, that the picture doesn't actually reflect the life that was being lived. And I think the other can be true too. And like, if I'm going to go one way or the other, I want a rich, full life of excellent, ordinary moments. And maybe my Instagram will reflect the like beauty and richness of that, but I would rather pick the reality of beautiful, ordinary moments, excellent, ordinary moments, and let Instagram fall behind rather than leading with the performative images, right, and then find that like my everyday experience is constantly falling short.
I wonder how many people, who's ever watching this or listening, I wonder if they would comment on that. Do they sense that tug, because everything is yelling at you, you need to put this out there. And even like, we don't post happy anniversary to each other on Facebook. And I see a lot of people, and I'm not putting that down, but I wonder, is that, where does that come from? Is that tug that I should be doing? I felt that. I watched my, I was like, well, I didn't post them for my wife to say happy anniversary. Do people know that I love my wife? You know what I mean?
So which I feel is that like, tug. That's just a good example of, on an anniversary, like what really matters is that your partner feels deeply seen and known and loved. Not that other people, like not that Instagram or the internet knows, right, that. Right. And it's not that, if maybe that's the meaningful way to do it, but for us, that like, that's
we're,
not.
We're weird. We're weird. Like, I was
so sharing, maybe that's not true for every, you know, maybe for other people.
Well,
that
I was sharing with somebody what we did for New Year's Day. What'd you do for New Year's Eve? Well, you want to know the truth? Our kids went to bed about what? I don't know, 8. I don't know. We counted down with them and then they went to bed. But we hung out. We did a little bonfire thing, right? We roasted marshmallows. But the two of us were sitting on the couch and, I'm watching a tutorial on this program and you're watching a documentary or something. Nerds. Yeah. We're okay with that. I think in our relationship, we haven't succumbed to the idea that we have to do what everybody else says you mm-hmm. should do for your anniversary or for New Year's Day or New Year's Eve. And that's okay with us. And I remember you said that, you know, you sponsor, I like that we're nerds and we enjoy it. We enjoy each other. And that's not a Kodak moment. Look at us on New Year's Eve. I'm watching a tutorial on this program our team is going to be using, and you're watching the document, whatever you're watching, but we're together and we're happy. And I think those are ordinary moments that I'm okay with. And it took us a while to get there. Like, are you okay with doing this? Are you okay with doing this? And we should be doing something else. And I think that's the pressure from the outside world.
And sometimes really meaningful moments do make beautiful photos. Mm-hmm. And that's, weddings are often this moment that like you're capturing an important moment. And also you happen to be dressed up nice. But a lot of the most important, meaningful things are things that you can't even necessarily capture on a, Or it's just much harder to capture and share, but that's where I want to like focus this year on coming back to doing those everyday or cherishing those things, doing those. Well, I was actually just talking to my sister the other night about like how much I enjoy raising slightly nerdy children. And I was telling her like, people ask, you know, like, oh, what was your kid's first word? When did they first walk? I couldn't tell you any. I don't remember any of that, but I cherish the first moment. Like I cherish the first moment that both of my kids, that I caught them staying up in bed reading with a flashlight, thinking that they were like really pulling something over on me. And I, like, that's something like it didn't, you can't take a great photo of it. You can't, but those are moments that like, because that was so meaningful to me as a kid, like that's something that developmental thing. I just, a few weeks ago, Evan for the first time caught me. He was like reading along with me and he caught me faking what I was reading. Like, I wasn't reading what was actually written in the book, and he caught me on it. And, like, as a person who loves to read, who's, like, trying to raise kids who love to read, that was such a... But you can't take a picture of that. Like, that's not... And sometimes it's easy because it's not valued by everybody else. I can lose sight of the fact that it doesn't have to matter to everyone else.
Right,
for
to you,
these little ordinary things that actually really matter to me.
Yeah, and Christmas Eve, they opened up their Christmas Eve gifts, and they were so geeked about the books they got. They were so, and I was like, this is real. I mean, they act like they got a toy. Sophia was so excited about the new series of books that she got. And then the next day, I was telling them, like, you know, I'm really excited. You guys are excited about books. I said, I didn't have that experience. She goes, what? You weren't excited about books? I'm like, no, it's a different experience. So I'm so grateful that that is a part of their life, that they're excited about reading and getting books for Christmas versus all the other things. And the funny thing is, the other stuff they get, they'll play with it for a day or two, but they're reading books every night. And I appreciate that. So that's just what I want to talk about, just doing the ordinary well and what inspires you to think of that. And I think just sharing this with other people, I think, is powerful because it hopefully helps other people. And we didn't get the moment that we shared that, but we have a lot of ordinary moments in our family, and I really enjoy them.
Yeah, me too.
Thank you for joining me or us for this podcast. I hope you enjoyed that conversation. If you did, please leave a comment somewhere. Let us know, because my wife doesn't always believe people listen to her. Let her know how good it was to hear if you enjoyed it. If you really enjoyed it, go ahead and go to Apple Podcasts. Give us a 5-star rating so people will start to see, hey, the algorithm will send it out to more people. Same thing with Spotify. I don't know if you can rate on Spotify or not, but I know you can on YouTube. So if you're watching the video on YouTube, go ahead and give us a thumbs up and subscribe to the channel. And last but not least, because I get distracted, like some of you get distracted, go ahead and download our app so you get notifications every time something comes out, whether it's a podcast, a training, a video, something for kids. We have a bunch of resources to help you and your family and your friends and maybe even your enemies live for God by connecting faith and life. Thanks for joining us. Peace!